We are having an anti-violence town hall and block party. We want you to come on out if you're listening to us right now and be a part of tonight's program. We've been talking with a number of law enforcement officials, and also Mayor Todd Strange joined us as well. Right now, I am joined by Torian Hamilton. Torian lost her son and nephew to gun violence. And also, Sharita Finch is with the Council on Substance Abuse, and she's here to talk about Minority Mental Health Awareness Month and how black men may suffer from PTSD. Let me start first with Torian. Thank you so very much for stopping by this evening.
Thank you.
You've been walking these streets and asking people to help you stop the violence in Montgomery. Talk a little bit about your journey.
God is good. I thank everyone for coming out and showing up. This is a blessing for me because I have been through a journey. But through my journey, I have started an organization called Positive Parents Have Power. I'm one of those parents that's out here fighting for parents that who don't want to come forward using illegal guns. My son was one of the ones that got killed at the Rose Supper Club, which is the presence for the young people. But for when my stomping ground went on, it was top flight. Kim Dobie, Timothy Hamilton was my son. He was the 50th homicide that year. And I just went through another homicide. My nephew, JB and Quan Hamilton, that was on Memorial Day. So I'm pressing, asking all of you all to come forward and to speak about this violence that's going on, not just in our nation, but in our city. And I'm taking my organization and I'm going in the streets from where I've been. I'm from poverty. That don't mean anything either. My mother was an alcoholic. That don't mean anything either. We're using excuses, young men and young women out here in these streets, to pick up these illegal guns. Yes, they did make that a law, but that don't mean, which my nephew did, have an illegal gun to kill someone else over nonsense. This is pretty much nonsense to me. I didn't teach my nephew, and I'm pretty sure my sister didn't teach my nephew to go out here in these streets. But what my organization, the president, is doing, I do footwork. I need to do street ministry. That's what I do. Positive Parents Have Power. We do street ministry. I go out there head on. Anytime they call me, I'm going. I am that mother who can't speak to their child or who can't speak to their young girl. I once was that young girl who had a daughter at 16 years old. But guess what? God allowed me to push my power to my children. My daughter's 27 years old in a Galveston right now, computer science. So don't tell me poverty can't move with power. My son was on his way to Florida to a college. But don't tell me being in that club was an excuse to say he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. God said he was at the right place at the right time, because we all have a designated time for God, not for people. So we need to come together with power. And I'm also pushing for this young man right here. God allowed me at 40 years old to have another individual to push for. So I'm not just pushing for those two individuals that's gone, those two Hamiltons. I'm pushing for all the young men and all the young women that's out here. So that's what my organization is about, empowering and educating all people, all ethnic people. This is what this means. Our blood is love, because we all bleed that one red blood. I thank you and I appreciate everyone.
Sharita, let me ask you, you're with the Council on Substance Abuse. This is Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Talk a little bit about that and how black men may suffer from PTSD.
Thank you for putting this event on tonight. I see a lot of young faces out here, and what I won't say is that black men suffer from PTSD. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that we have many youth who have mental health issues. We have many youth who have alcohol and substance abuse issues. And the answer to that, as far as I'm concerned, is to look at how policies shape our communities. There is no reason to have multiple community centers without programs. There is no reason to have our faith-based communities who are only concerned about youth coming into their church and not the surrounding community. There is a problem when we look the other way as people who have been fortunate. The hood still needs a few good men, and the hood still needs a few good women. Yeah. And so when we look the other way, we are in essence approving the conditions of all folk. And so we know that alcohol and substance abuse plagues our community. And so when we hear the mumble jumble about let's legalize marijuana, let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. The minority community is most impacted by marijuana laws. Let's be clear about marijuana use. You go to a facility where youth are being treated for addiction. Marijuana is the drug. We don't have many young folks who have crack addiction problems. They have marijuana problems. They have underage drinking problems. Let's be clear about what's in our community. On almost every corner, you can find a liquor store. But you can't find a bookstore. So when we talk about mental health and substance abuse, those are contributing factors. And when we talk about those, we need to be honest with our family conditions.
Sharita, let the audience know how they can get in contact with you if they'd like more information.
You can call us at 334-262-1629 or go to COSA, COSANCADD.org.
All right, Tori and Hamilton is set up right over here to help with Stop the Violence. You can stop by and talk with her a little bit more. We want to thank Tori and Hamilton, Sharita Finch. Thank you all so very much. Ladies, you did a great job. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are broadcasting tonight live from the WVAS Anti-Violence Town Hall and Block Party. We're located in the 200 block of West Jeff Davis in front of That's My Dog Hot Dogs. And in this segment, we want to spend some time to talk with Dexter King Memorial Baptist Church Pastor Cromwell Handy and also Dr. Robert White, Instructor of Humanities at Alabama State University. And Pastor Handy is also president of the Montgomery Improvement Association. Gentlemen, thank you all so very much for stopping by this evening. Let me begin with Pastor Handy and just get your take on what's been going on.
I feel that this is a time and place where we have to put our faith at work. Many years ago, 50, 60 years ago, there was a movement that was founded on faith. We didn't have the majority, we were in the minority. We didn't have all the things that we needed in order to make things happen, but we were strong enough and we believed in a God that is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that can do nothing and he can't do anything, but especially when it comes to failing. We know that he is able. And so we're at a place in a time in our history right now when we're looking at not only blacks being killed, apparently, what appears to be for just innocently driving by. We're at a time now where we feel that regardless of the color of our skin, we're still looked upon as not necessarily being a whole person in America. And so now we are at a place now where we have to do the things that we did many years ago, and that is to stand up and make it known that we are a whole person, that we do matter. And no matter what they say, Rob, black lives matter. And this is the time to say that black lives matter. And unashamedly, we'll say black lives matter because of the way it appears that they're treating those who are black and taking their lives. But we won't want to lose sight of the fact that we still have to understand that God is still in control.
Let me ask Dr. White. He said black lives matter. Yeah. Why is it the hashtag black lives matter is offensive? Some people find it offensive.
Well, they find it offensive because they're looking for an excuse to deny what they've been denying since 1955. See, this is not a new thing. We can trace this thing back to a long way. We have to understand that we have been living in a culture of denial. We are afraid to admit the truth. And we can go back to slavery when the slaves were scared to admit that they were being beaten on the plantation because they thought there was going to be some type of reprehension taken against them. But when we get the boldness that we had before to stand up and speak the truth and not really care what happens to us, because it's not until we want for our neighbor what we have for ourselves that we actually experience this liberation that the information gives to you. We're right here on the corner of Jeff Davis and E.D. Nixon. That's a contradiction even of itself. Jefferson Davis was a Confederate general, and now we're connecting with E.D. Nixon, who was a civil rights leader. What type of contradiction is that? And these types of contradictions are contradictions that we've been having to deal with for hundreds of years. So it's not until we deal with the contradictions in history And we can also ask ourselves the question, what kind of people have accomplished what we've accomplished and don't teach it in the schools?
Dr. White, Pastor Handy, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter when police shoot a black man. Or when a black man shoots another black man in Montgomery, I don't hear a word from Black Lives Matter.
Right.
I don't hear a stitch.
Right.
I don't hear my politicians.
Right.
I don't hear my councilman, my elected official. I don't even hear our pastors.
Is that directed toward me?
Both of you are.
Okay.